Meditation means withdrawing of one's attention from all outside and from the body below. Concentrated at the feet of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes, from where the whole body is animated. For that, first thing is required to be physically still. So you had already meditation hour today. You may start as I now tell you. Sit in any pose most convenient. You should not touch one another. So that if one man moves, the other not be disturbed. Sit quite apart. So sit in any pose most convenient to you, in which you sit can for a longer period. Mind that there should no tension in any part of the body. Sit quiet, relaxed, but straight. Once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Don't move. Be still, please, physically. Close your eyes. Don't think of the world outside. Otherwise. Also pay no attention what is going on in the body below. Draw your attention from all outside. Don't change, please. And pay no attention to what is going on in the body below. Just fix your gaze, attention, in the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. These eyes of flesh and bones do not see, they are closed. There is something else within that sees the darkness, that inner eye, third eye, a single eye. Just put in whole attention in seeing into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. Look intently, minutely, penetratingly to find out what is in there. Receive, repeat the names, charge names that have been given to you. Those who are initiated. And others may have the sweet remembrance of what. At intervals, not in quick succession, so that inner gaze is not disturbed. If you look continuously without break for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes, the darkness in front of you will be thinned and light will sprout forth. When you find any light, don't look to the whole of it, but look in the middle thereof. That will grow bright and burst to give you further way up. You may find sky, Sometimes sky comes at the very outset. When you see sky, look minutely into it to find out what is in there. You will find pinpoints of light called stars. If you find stars, just locate a big star out of that. All masses are recuperated. You find that, then put in the whole attention into the middle of the big star while repeating the names of God at the intervals. That will open, you will cross it. For the moon may come up, that comes up, just look into the middle of that. If that will burst into pieces, then you will cross it. Beyond, God will appear in some form in which He is managed. If any form does come up, just absorb your whole attention into Him, so much so that you forget yourself. You dwell receptively. He will talk to you as one does outside. And you may hear the sound, principle too. Go on sitting continuously without a break, unless you are asked to leave. Those who have seen Master's form within, hands up please. Master's form.
If you have seen Master's form, radiant form inside, raise your hand please.
19 this side.
Right.
Back
at the back. 18. Sorry. Those have seen strong red light, a red sun. Hands up, please.
Strong red light, a red sun.
Those who have seen all in that light or purple light, please, hands up. Those who have seen strong moonlight are moons, hands up.
32.
Those have seen ordinary white light or white clouds, please.
Ordinary white light or white clouds.
Those have seen saying golden light or pale light, please. Golden light or pale light. Hands up, please.
Keep your hands up high, please.
Those have seen blue color, blue sky, or gray sky, please.
Blue color, blue sky, or gray sky.
Those who have seen stars, hands up.
Stars.
Those who have seen big stars, bright stars.
Star.
No, don't see them.
This side.
Those are cross this big star, bus star, open. Cross the big star.
Cross the big star, the star is first open. Raise your hand, please.
He just done it, then hands up. Don't put a half hearted.
Put your hand up.
Yes, good.
Six.
Hmm?
Six this time.
Six?
Yes.
Those you've seen moon, small or big, hands up, please.
Moon.
Small moon or big moon?
Small moon or big moon? Put your hands.
Keep your hands
up high, please. 20 this way. 36 this time. 36.
If the moon has burst or cut into pieces, or you have crossed the moon, hands up, please.
Hands up if you've crossed the moon, if the moon has burst into pieces and you've crossed that.
No.
Four, five.
Those have seen flashes of light of any color. Hands up, please. Flashes of light of any color.
Flashes of light of any color. Raise your hand, please.
All those colors. Those have seen master form, if any master has spoken to any man, hands up, please.
If the master's form inside spoke to you, or you heard anything inside when you saw the master form, raise your hand, please.
1, 2, 3, 4. Not your form that I did see, but I see one sitting upon a throne with 12 on either side of the throne.
Done.
And seven before that throne. And all manner of great white spirits before that throne.
He said he saw 12 beings on a throne.
As he spoken to them.
He said one being on a throne and 12 on either side.
Who are they?
Who is the man, please? Stand up, please.
It's I. That voice said to me, I am that I am. I am all beings. There is no being that I am not.
That's all right,
you know. Thank you.
If anybody heard any sound principle within, those who saw this
also. Those who have heard the sound.
The sound principle within, ringing or whatever, you heard any sound principle going on within, raise your hand, please.
24.
Now,
34 on the side.
For future guidance, please. Those who have seen the master form, they should put in whole attention into the master form so much so that you forget yourself. You develop receptivity, master will speak to you as one does outside, as now you find some of you have heard. Those who have seen all in light, put in all attention to him continuously that will grow bright. Those who have seen bright light now, put in all attention to Mithilakshya, that will grow bright and burst, for the master form will come out. Those who have seen golden light, in that all his master form comes up. Those who have seen sky, they should be out of stars. Those are stars, they should have the big stars, more brilliant, bright, and they cross it. Those are seen moon, they should look into that burst and cut and piece and you cross it as you cross about 7. Those are seen flashes of light, look, I am looking at you, my hand person. Life may pass out, you continue looking constantly without break. Then that will stay. Then look into the mirror, that will grow bright and but further away will be up. So Christ said, I work as day. Day means alive. When night comes, nobody works. So it is for him, he said, I am the light of the world as long as I am the world. But for us, Kabir says, it is day as the reason of the man body. So it is for you to work. What? To meet God, to see God. When the night falls, when you leave the body, you cannot do it. So fortunately, this is the highest rung in creation. You have been given the golden opportunity to have the daytime of the man body. In this you have to work for it. You know, God is all light, all wisdom, all joy, all eternal. So our soul, being of the same essence as that of God, we have also wisdom in us. A wise man always takes work from a far sight. You know, our days are numbered. Much of the time is already passed away. Time and tide waits for no man. You can work only in the day. You have got the man body. When you leave the body, no, you cannot progress further. So it is a high time for you. While it is day, you are in the man body and progress. The more progress you have, the better. Because you will have to go up to those planes where you have access now. So the Master says, you are also top of the ocean of all wisdom. You must make the best use of your intellect. The main object of man's body was to know God. He says, well, look here, you have not even made preparation for that. What to speak of making, meeting God? And preparations are what? When you meet a master first, then keep his commandments. First thing. Put in regular time. He gives you the bread of life and water of life, which is the soul's food. Take it daily so that your soul may be strong. And further, only keeping our commandments, that's the first step. Second step is, you know, is to develop devotion, loving devotion. So loving devotion will give you, as I submitted yesterday, one third of the teachings given by the word of mouth and two-thirds by devotion, by receptivity. So we must have devotion to the Master. First step would be to keep his commandments 100%. Don't allow your mind to just mend it according to your taste. He wants you what? He wants you to be. To have true life, true living. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those whose hearts are pure, they are blessed, because a man with a pure heart only would be able to see God. And when this should be done, it is, so long as it is day, you are alive, you have got the man body. Be conscious, it is not too late. So when I fail, a student is there for the examination, he's coming ahead. When it is left a month or so, then he I think, eliminates his going out for a walk. When a week is left, then he takes a book into even the bathroom, because there is the examination to be held on Saturday. Of course, our day is fixed for going, though we do not know. So, hurry up, please, so that it may not be too late. At least that much should be there, that we have no attachment to the world outside. Then you will not have to come back again. And that can be only when you develop love for God. God we have not seen so far, but we have seen the Master, who is the God-man, and God in man, or man in God. So if you develop love and devotion for that, that so much love that all worldly loves are no more.